This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USAPrepares.com. We broadcast 2 hours from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. Nate's engineering the broadcast in Minnesota. I'm Vincent Fennelli. If you'd like to call us, 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. And if you'd like to listen to us as you travel, we've got a 24-7 listen line, 605-477-3249, 605-477-3249. Captain John Reagan's with us. Welcome, Captain John Reagan.
Good morning, Vincent.
Hey, John. What a great lesson plan you have for us today. Absolutely brilliant. As usual. No exaggeration. And I'm really looking forward to it. I wanted to share something with you, though. Over the weekend, I had a farming adventure traveling toward Chicago, pulling a really heavy load. And in my mind, I've noticed more aggressive drivers than ever before, especially out in the St. Louis area coming back Saturday night. And there must have been a game, but 9:30 or so, right outside of St. Louis on these merging lanes and construction. The operators of these vehicles, these little vehicles, were just weaving in and out, cutting everybody off. It was making a dangerous situation even more dangerous. And that just tells me that it's more of the me first attitude that we are developing here in this country. And to underscore that, I did something I don't normally do. I was with our son and we stopped at a restaurant and for a quick hamburger. And we had a very nice, polite waitress, and she was this middle-aged gal, and I said, do you find that people are a little more uptight, a little more aggressive than they used to be? And she said she's been doing this for 12 years. And the answer is absolutely correct. They are becoming a little more aggressive. And the discussion led to, you know, she would come up to the table and say, hi, may I take your order? And they'd be on their cell phone, and they'd ignore her. It's like, wait, you know, just hold her hand up. Wait, I'm not done talking to this person on the phone. You know, I'll be with you, and I'll tell you what to get me, you know, as soon as I'm done. And it's just impolite, and it's rude. And it holds everybody up. It holds everybody that's in line waiting to get a table. It holds the waitress up. It holds the cooks up. And it's unacceptable. It's absolutely unacceptable. So that's the kind of stuff that she saw and related to us. And it relates to the family, and it relates to the values, and it relates to how we're still this me first, and we're not getting any better. It's getting worse. What do you think, John? Are you seeing anything like this?
Way too much. And I remember 15 years ago today, getting on the road to go to work after 9/11 had happened. And people were nice. They were polite on the road. They were driving the speed limit. But that only lasted a week or two, and then things got back to normal here in Dallas. And unfortunately, manners have degraded ever since.
let me see if I've got this right. So you're saying that during this turmoil, during this period of uncertainty, are we being attacked? Are we being, are we under threats? People were nice to each other, but then when they realize that, I guess it looks like it's going to be okay and there aren't going to be any attacks, that they resume to their me-first attitude. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, pretty much. It was nice to see how we did treat each other for that short period of time. And I would expect that whatever event happens, the way Americans are, probably the first, day or two or three, most people will be pretty nice and polite. There's always those who take advantage of, a power outage or something to go and break into stores and loot, but that's a minority of people. Unfortunately, as time goes on and people realize it's not getting any better, that's when things are going to get much worse.
And I've noticed the same thing, when you go to a funeral, if you go to the visitation, everybody's quiet and everybody's polite and hold the door for you. But after the visitation, it's back to me first again. So, John, you want to share with us where we're going today?
Well, last time we didn't have a chance to get to a lot of the preparedness-related things that I'd slated. So we're going to get through that, and then hour two, for the most part, is a lot of spy tech type things that happened since then. Now, I do want to just remind everybody that I will be speaking on October 1st at the Hear the Watchman conference. It's in Knoxville, Tennessee this time, and I get to lead off on Saturday morning. And then right behind me is L.A. Marzulli. That's going to be a very interesting morning there. And I know a lot of people just plain can't make the trip, but they have a virtual conference option now. Rather than do a live stream, which has some issues of its own, they're going to basically just go ahead and record the presentation and then shortly thereafter, for example, I'm speaking at 9 o'clock in the morning. My presentation will be available at 12:30 that day. And you can get the entire conference right now for $29.99. After September 15th, that is going up to $39.99, which is still a great price. And you'll still be able to watch the recordings for 30 days after the event. So, like I say, if you can't make it, really super stuff that you can get for a pretty low price. The whole conference leads off with Coach Dave Dobemeyer. He's really great at firing people up, and he's followed by Anthony Patch, which he gets into things that involve CERN and supercomputers. This is not just a boring Bible study. It gets into some very deep and interesting things, and I'm looking forward to be there, and I'm hoping some of you can make it, and look forward to talking to you.
Yeah, and if you have a chance, maybe you guys can, whoever attends, can grab a bite to eat with you after, after your presentation that evening. Wouldn't that be fun? And it always is when we do it. And I'm right now, I'm looking up the distance to Knoxville, Tennessee from here, see if it's possible for me to make it. And that's...
I looked at your schedule, and you're going to be in Kansas City.
Yeah. That's what I was thinking. I'm going to be in Kansas City. And, John, when I went to Alabama, I was told, don't talk about the space program. don't talk about the space program. at the convention center, because there are a lot of NASA people there, and they'll take exception to my my views on the moon landing. And I just don't believe, I do not believe we put some men on the top of a rocket and blasted off and orbited the moon and landed on the moon and walked around on the moon and got back in and blasted back off and came home. I don't believe it. I believe we sent some rockets up, and I believe we put some satellites up, but I don't believe we put men through the Van Allen radiation belt, walked around on the moon, and came home safely. I flat out don't believe it, because I saw the pictures at a NASA exhibit in Richmond, Virginia, and I was looking at them, and a NASA uniformed NASA employee was there, and I challenged her that they were fakes, and she ultimately admitted that they were shot on the stage. So why would they do that? Why would they shoot them on the stage? And then later on, I met the photographer who took those pictures. So I am absolutely positively convinced that the whole thing was faked, and for a lot of reasons. And that's one of the things I'm probably going to talk about in Kansas City. You know, my connecting of the dots at a personal level. So where would you like to go from here, John?
Well, first up, I've got necessary distance. And the article is Vegetable Seed Saving Handbook. And I've talked about this on air before, but this has a nice little table in the isolation distance, how far you need to have these plants apart in order to get true seeds. Because, you know, when you're dealing with open pollinated seeds that you can keep and you know, keep on using, unlike these Terminator seeds that don't work, or the hybrids that will not be true, some of these are, you know, fairly close, but something like broccoli and Brussels sprouts and cabbage, those things need to be a mile apart.
Mm-hmm. Parsley and, heck, onions. Onions. And depending on which table you're looking at, onions could be a mile apart. Who does that? Who has a mile? So, John, you've got to get together with all your neighbors and even maybe outside the neighborhood saying, hey, y'all, what are you doing? What are you growing? Can't do that because I'm growing that. That was here first. We'll be right back. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I research the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Attention USA Prepares listeners. When you're on the road or have limited data or Wi-Fi, now you can listen to USA Prepares unfiltered and untapped at no extra charge on this non-federal phone number, 1-605-477-3249. Try it now to listen to USA Prepares 24-7 at no extra cost or data charges. These are not on federal lines. These are lines located on Indian reservations off the grid. Call 1-605-477-3249. No smartphones or internet needed. To hear USA Prepares untapped and off the grid, just call 1-605-477-3249.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Captain John Reagan's with us. TheFinancialStateOfTheUnion.com. John, please continue.
Well, a lot of interesting entries in this table on how far you need to have plants in order to avoid cross-pollination and keeping your varieties true. Corn is 2 miles. Carrots are half a mile. looking at lettuce is an easy one. That's just 25 feet.
Mm-hmm.
But it really points out that there's a lot more to raising food than just sticking a seed in the ground and waiting for a mature plant that you can eat. It's, you know, once that supply chain's no longer there, you're going to have to be able to save your seeds so that you can plant the next year. And what this points out is it takes a little bit of planning just to do that, plus the skills of knowing how to save the seeds, because a lot of times you basically choose the plants that you're going to do that with, set them aside, and there's some things you can do to protect them from being cross-pollinated. And it's a serious thing. It's really a matter of life and death.
Mm-hmm. And I was traveling in Illinois over the weekend, and I noticed a lot of corn on both sides of the highway, and way closer than 2 miles apart, way closer. So I think it's really important that you look at this table. And if you'd like to look at the table, just go to thefinancialstateoftheunion.com and look at today's post, and there's a link, distances. And you might want to print it out and keep it, because it's nice to have all these things saved electronically. But I can tell you that I've saved some things electronically, and they seem to get lost. But so you may want to have a three-ring notebook and print these out, punch the holes in the paper, and keep this, because you may not be able to get back to your electronic media. Yeah, great post. Garlic, a mile. Garlic chives, a mile. And did I see 5 miles? Spinach, 5 miles.
Yeah, beets are 5 miles. and like you say, with the corn there, a lot of the commercial crops, they're not raising plants for seed. They're just raising the plants to sell to market. That's the way our modern agriculture works. So the seed companies are obviously aware of this, and wherever they are raising their seed crop at, you can be sure that they're following these so that they have a good product to sell.
Yeah, and if you look at the method of pollination in this table, you'll see that, for example, cantaloupe is pollinated with insects. Corn, pollinated by the wind. So there's a difference there. And looking at what else? Swiss chard, pollinated by the wind. And spinach is pollinated by the wind. So the ones that are pollinated by the wind seem to... there's a much farther distance of separation if you want to keep your heirloom seeds intact. So, great table, John. Thanks so much for bringing that to our attention.
Well, you just kind of brought up the flip side of this, too. When it says insects, a lot of times it's referring to honeybees. So, they have several miles that they can fly, which is one of the reasons you have the cross-pollination problem. But you may want to make sure that you have the bees to do the pollination with, so that behooves you to become a beekeeper as well. And that's another skill set to learn. And then you have to decide what type of hive you want to have. And there's, some that maximize honey, some that maximize wax, and it's considerations for what's to come.
I'm glad you mentioned that. I'm going to call Jeffrey Maddox and see if he can do a broadcast with us. And we need a pickle expert. We need someone to teach us how to make pickles. So if that's you, give us a call. 417-462-1105. Thanks so much. We'll be right back.
Legal attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm, the principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro 1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-954-9674. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-954-9674. That's 1-800-954-9674. 1-800-954-9674.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend's Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, we're at the FinancialStateOfTheUnion.com at the news tab. And if you'd like to follow along in class, that's the address, thefinancialstateoftheunion.com, and please click on the news tab. John?
Next up is when trucks stop running.
Oh, man.
And at the bottom of this is a link to a YouTube video That's an interview from Chris Martinson's channel, and is interviewing a transportation expert, specifically ground logistics in this. And I don't get a chance to listen to a lot of them. This one I tuned in because my background with Military Air Command was more air logistics, so I was wanting to get the perspective of somebody that was actually in operations for this part of the chain. And when you look at the whole chain, everything is energy. You know, starting at the production side of things, the raw materials, those have to be either mined or raised and then transported. And then wherever that facility is, they're processed. And then, you know, sometimes that's just the start of the processing. Sometimes that, you know, it's just like getting ore and getting the metal as an output that then goes into other processes. So then there's the transportation to those next processes. And somewhere along the line, a product gets made, and then those products have to be shipped. And the way our world is now, and we'll talk about the Hanjin bankruptcy next hour, quite often these products are transported by surface ship to get to the country of destination. And then once they're there, then it's a matter of rail and truck getting them to the cities, and then, you know, it's further broken down to delivery trucks that get them to the stores and you know, eventually to the customers. So it's a complex process, and you know, when things don't work right, that's when all kinds of interesting things happen. So just a few of the things pulled out of this interview, when trucks stop running, within a week, grocery stores would be out of items that are usually delivered many times a day, and the shelves would be empty. You look at hospitals, pharmacies, factories, all these businesses get several deliveries a day. They'd be running out very quickly. By the second day, there's panic and hoarding. Restaurants and pharmacies would close. ATMs would be out of money. Construction would stop. Of course, when there's no work to be done, people would be laid off, which just further aggravates the problem. Within 2 weeks, clean water supplies would run out. And this is kind of holding everything else the same. Of course, if it's a EMP attack or a CME from the sun that takes out the power grid, then a lot of things happen even quicker than that. And there's, no going get back. And I probably say too much, you know, ready or not, here it comes. And whatever you have and wherever you are, that's what you're going to have to base your future on.
Mm-hmm. You know, John, once a week, the trash guy comes out our way, and those who decide to pay for trash pickup have collection, trash collection. And this company picks up the trash and hauls it to a landfill. And one of the things that will happen is that'll stop. The trash pickup will stop. And I remember in Philadelphia, there was a trash strike, and trash was piled up on the sidewalks, and it was as tall as a person. And Philadelphia at that time was known as Filth-adelphia because of so much trash not being picked up. So we really don't think about the diseases that would be that would be running rampant as a result of rotting food, foodstuffs, refuse, you know, and so forth. We think that everything's going to be okay, but just think about the trash, the mountains of trash. I mean, my son and I were heading out toward Illinois. The land was flat, and as we were approaching Chicago, the land was flat, and there was a mountain off to the left, and I said, there's a trash mountain there. And I showed it to our son, and sure enough, that's what it was. It was a mountain of trash covered with dirt, green grass on top of this mountain, this great big hill it's huge, absolutely huge, and I'm sure that's where the cities are dumping their trash. So trash, what happens to it? Just gets relocated. And when you drive out by St. Louis, there's several mountains of trash out there too, right next to a nuclear dump, radioactive dump from the bombs that we made to keep everybody safe, nuclear explosions, detonations. So yeah, it's a big problem you're talking about, John. And then what about potable water? What about the fact that most water treatment plants have, on average, 2 weeks' worth of water treatment chemicals like chlorine? What happens when the trucks stop running and there's no chlorine? So on average, 2 weeks of chlorine to keep the water from having high bacteria counts. How about that? So a lot of things to think about, and you and I have been talking for years advising people that they should be prepared for whatever comes our way, making sure you have what you need before you need it, and that's really what preparedness is. So clean water, freedom from trash, what about the energy needs that you have? I mean, what are you going to do? Most people are thinking that they've got to get in their car and make sure they can get out. I think what we might want to do is stay home. Depending on where you are, you might want to stay home when things get to this point. And what would it take to have an emergency like this when the trucks stop running? It could be an earthquake. And as you said, a solar eruption. It could be a nuclear catastrophe. We could be attacked. It could be rain. You know, a massive amount of rain can stop the trucks from running. As a matter of fact, I was trying to get to Kentucky weeks ago, and the rain, just the rain, prevented us from getting to Kentucky because of the flooding in St. Louis. So whenever there's a lot of rain, St. Louis floods, the roads flood, and you can't get through. So keep that in mind, class. John?
Well, the good news about the trash problem is that, yes, there would be a lot of trash initially. The article points out we generate 685,000 tons a day. But if there's not new product going out to the stores, you're not going to have new trash. So there will be a trash buildup, but it just doesn't keep on piling up because there's nothing left to pile up. It's kind of like my point about these people that are so big about stockpiling toilet paper and they're not paying attention to food. Well, if you're not getting food in, the toilet paper doesn't matter.
Nice way of putting it. Yeah, you're absolutely right.
Well, I've got three related articles, slaves, and more energy slaves. And this is something that we typically don't consider either because we've grown up with energy, and we've had this for a long time, cheap, abundant energy that, we didn't even pay attention that much to how much we used. And this is, pretty much all the was considered fossil fuels, the petroleum, the coal, and the natural gas, for everything from powering our vehicles to generating electricity. And when you look at what that's hidden from us, if you had people having to do the work of the energy it turns into quite a problem if you're wanting to try and keep the same lifestyle. The first article talks a bit about when BBC ran a test and people using things in the house didn't know that they were unplugged from the grid, and there were like 100 bicycles next door with people pedaling to provide energy. And so, you know, when they wanted to do things like make their tea and make some toast, it took 24 peddlers to heat the oven and 11 cyclists just to make two slices of toast.
Yep. I remember going to some preparedness expos years ago, and they had some guys with bicycles and hooked up to an alternator, and you can't. And they were saying, this is really cool. You can just hop on this bike and, you know, generate electricity. It's a great way to go. But what they didn't tell people was that 1 horsepower equals 746 watts. So it would take the work of one horse, not a person, a horse, to generate 1 horsepower. So I don't know if there's a conversion of cyclists to a horsepower, but I'm sure we take a bunch of cyclists to equal 1 horsepower. And so what's a horsepower? Well, that would be a small well pump. A small well pump would consume the energy of 746 watts. Captain John Reagan and I will be right back. Or 7.5 100-watt light bulbs would equal the work that one horse can do.
Exercise and deep breathing gets oxygen into the blood, but does not guarantee you get oxygen into your 372 trillion cells. Largely, the essential fatty acids, alpha-linolenic and linoleic acids, control oxygen transfer from the blood to the cells. These essential fatty acids are called essential because they must be obtained from the diet on a regular basis. Many people are aware of the value of supplementing with flax or hemp seed oil. What most people don't know is that due to current methods of pressing, all these oils are significantly damaged and oxidized by the time you consume them. What everyone needs to know is that there are new seed oils on the market that are pressed in a manner that protects the oils from damage and oxidation. Even athletes get cancer, which means that despite their abundant oxygen uptake into the blood, the transfer of oxygen into the cells is not occurring. I invite you to try the Andreas seed oils and see for yourself what a difference you can feel in energy, reduction of appetite, and well-being. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com. So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Watch it. I don't know, there's something.
It's going to be sliding.
Take my. When you go to the easy one, for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Captain John Reagan's with us, the financialstateoftheunion.com. And John's been telling us about peddling your way to energy independence. John, please continue.
Now, the first slave link talks about that a healthy individual on this bicycle can generate enough electricity to power a 100-watt light bulb for breaking up into hour segments. So if you look at, basically an 8-hour day, then the equivalent human energy that's stored in one barrel of oil would take a human 8.6 years to produce. So that's that's quite a lot of energy in a small space. In the second slave link, this gets into where we were not so long ago. For 1950, the world population of 2.25 billion people, that averaged out 38 energy slaves per person. And the report that's below that, for 100 energy slaves working 24 hours a day in the United States from the mid-80s, the report came out there in 87. And the third link has some more recent information, and it's saying that for, at that point, last year, 296 million people in the United States used 94 quadrillion BTUs of energy. So if you put that into human terms, that's 147 energy slaves working 24/7. Now, obviously, people can't work 24/7. So And if you don't mind, I'm going to round this to 150 energy slaves just to make the math easy. So if you just have your slaves working 12 hours a day, 7 days a week, that means you need 300 energy slaves. And that, again, that's per person. So for a couple, that would be 600 energy slaves. For a family of four, it would be 1,200. And obviously, you're not going to have that many slaves once the grid goes down. It's going to result in a big cutback in what you're used to in lifestyle. And not all of these energy slaves are found in your home. This also includes the supply chain. So everything that got what you use to you is included into that. So just taking into account the work that you do for raising your food, doing your laundry, things of that nature, you know, might be a small amount, but everything else that you rely on, that you count on being there cheaply, just pull it off the shelf or click on the internet and have it delivered. That's where the rest of those slaves are. Vincent.
John, it reminds me of a book I read many years ago, and I'm going to recommend this book as homework for those who want to spend about a little less than $13. It's called The Long Emergency. The Long, L-O-N-G, Emergency. And it's surviving the end of oil, climate change, and other converging catastrophes of the 21st century. It's written by James Howard Kunstler, K-U-N-S-T-L-E-R. It's a very easy read, and let me just cut to the chase. We used to work in the cities. People would live in the cities, work in the cities. We would manufacture clothing. We'd have employees sitting at the sewing machines cutting and so forth, making clothes and shoes and whatever else we needed. And some people said, well, shoot, I'd rather have a little more space. Maybe I can move out of the city and drive to work, travel to work, and maybe have a car because gasoline was around 20 cents a gallon. And that's what we did. We moved outside the city. Then we moved further and further and further out. And as we did, we used more and more fuel. And we just wasted all that fuel going back and forth to work. And that's how we got to the suburbs. We'll be right back after top of the hour news and commercial announcement. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable for the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA. Go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.